John won that one. John, congratulations to you. And you are a music therapist, songwriter, now Grammy winner. How does it feel, John?
Well, of course, it feels amazing and humbling and exciting.
Yeah. And
other words like that. You know,
did you expect it? Let's say that. Because, I mean, you were up against a number of others in the category. When you look at what you were up against, was this something you expected to take home?
Well, you know, when using the word expect, I try to not expect anything. But so I consider myself a very spiritual person. And so my prayer, my intention was that if my winning this thing would be useful to everyone else, then maybe I can expect it, I can hope for it. So that's what happened. I hope that answered that question.
All right. So John, tell me about this. It certainly does. You've got a long history that starts in South Africa going back to the 1980s and early 90s when you grew up in Johannesburg. Yeah. And I understand that that some of the negative experiences you had as a child, being bullied, feeling as an outsider, have had a long-term impact on the kind of music you've ended up creating in the long term.
Yeah, well, I'd like to clarify that because, you know, I certainly don't want to approach this as if I'm this big victim. You know, I would attribute my having been bullied to my own lack of social skills and just being in my own head, being in my own world. So the first thing I'd want to say about this is that I love the fact that I didn't have an easy time as a kid, because what it did was it really gave me insight down the line into how to work with kids and how to work with people. And so, you know, over time, things tend to balance out.
And how did you come upon the fact that you were so musically talented?
Oh, I have very talented people in my family, very musical family. I even have, you guys know Adele Blank, the choreographer in Cape Town?
Yes, of course.
She's in the family. You know, we have, that's on my dad's side, on my mom's side, a very famous piano player by the name of Arthur Rubinstein.
Wow.
A world-renowned pianist.
Sure,
so, you know, we got a lot of music in the family.
Yeah, that's quite amazing. Now you are a music therapist. I believe you're working in private practice in Brooklyn. And how's that going, Samson? Yeah.
Oh, it's really wonderful. I've been doing it for 15 years. And, you know, I'm too much of a rebel to work in institutions very long. So, you know, I have my Pro Tools recording set up with a green screen. And so the main thing that I do with kids is produce thousands of improvised songs where they pick a beat, put on headphones. You can actually see some of this on my YouTube channel. And then they channel from the universe and from their heart. And so we're basically spot producing spontaneous songs that are both very personal to them, but then also very universal. You know, you'd be surprised at how aware children are on a more global level. There was this kid I worked with when he was 5, and he's making up a song, and he just started singing some kind of a rhyme or a verse about, we've got to see what we can give to the world. And so, you know, this is just one example of children have so much awareness. And I grew up at a time when children should be seen and not heard was the mantra. And so I just find it so inspiring to be able to give kids more of a platform and let their voices shine through.
Yeah. Tell me what the origins of this winning album were.
Well, you know, it takes me a very long time to produce anything. You know, I'm very, very process-oriented. But a lot of it has to do with mental health and climate change, polarity. You know, I like to take the truths and the teachings that I learned both from my own teachers and from the children and weave them into songs. I'm not one of those songwriters that sits down every day and so it's, okay, I got to write a hit song, I got to write something. The ideas just flow through. And so once, it's almost like you get pinged by the universe. And I'm like, wait a minute, I got to write a song with the hook, this world is a little bit broken. That's not something I want to sing in a song, you know. And so the ideas flow. You know, there's a lot to say here. We don't have a lot of time, but you know, let me answer another question. It's still early for me in Brooklyn here.
No, that's quite all right. I want to thank you so much for making the time to speak to us, John, because I think it really is a wonderful success that you've made of this career as a music therapist. I mean, there's so many other types of therapy available to children right now, and I think music is really one of the most positive, most workable and most functional media that you can actually use to reach children who are having all types of difficulties to get through to them. So congratulations to you for your achievements on that. Music therapist and songwriter, now Grammy winner, John Sampson, joining us there on the line from New York.